The big news today is what took place from BuzzFeed, of all things, of all outlets. Like, I think BuzzFeed actually did some drive-by journalism as well. Because this whole thing came from them. BuzzFeed, Jason Leopold, and somebody else from BuzzFeed obtained via a Freedom of Information request. Like, what? So it's a, and the only reason I'm shocked by that is because BuzzFeed has been one of the chief promoters of Corona stuff, of Corona hoax, Corona this, mask that, don't be a Trumper, right? They're not conservative by any means. So the fact that they dropped this information is very strange at the outset, but I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all, and I'll tell you why. Fauci's at his end. I thought they were going to get rid of him in November. I said it yesterday. I am not backing away from that. I'm not backing away from that. I thought they were going to drag him out, right? That's not that far off if you think about it. So what, 5 months out? 5 months out, and they could have gotten rid of him. He didn't have to go out just every once in a while. Trot him out for 4th of July. Trot him out at the beginning of the fall. No, I guess they were done with him. And they realized that this information was going to get out. And they realized that this entire narrative is collapsing because of states like Florida and then eventually Texas, because Greg Abbott's trying to do everything as slowly as possible. But somebody had to take the fall. And the thing is, these people, when they're in these organizations, they never think it's going to be them. They never do. They never think it's going to be them. They think it's going to be somebody else, which is why they're always shocked. They always think they are untouchable. And for a while, Fauci was untouchable. But then, as we talked about in the first segment of the program here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel, May 17th was the first time that the cracks started to show for Fauci. And how quickly things go, right? How quickly things can change for people. So I guess that's why they had to get that book out as quickly as possible. Now, for the cult of Fauci, which there are, the Fauciites, the people that have his bottleheads and sang songs about him and all of these other things that people were obsessed with, right? For a while, it was pretty much, you couldn't find anything about him. You had Fauci Christmas songs. You had all kinds of stuff where people were losing their minds. For those people, he can do no wrong. He cannot do any wrong. And it won't matter. It won't matter what these emails say. None of it. But for the rest of the public, the kind of go along to get along people, could be a wake-up moment. Probably not, because this thing's going to get buried after today. BuzzFeed was allowed to break the story so they can kind of have that connection to honest, integral, you know, integrity journalism, or whatever you want to say. But in the end, let's be real. They got that opportunity to do that, so now they can go away and they can go back to writing puff pieces about why your cat should have 6 different kinds of linens. This is by Thomas Lifson, the American thinker. The public now has access to thousands of pages of official digital correspondence of Dr. Anthony Fauci that were obtained by BuzzFeed and the Washington Post. Naturally, it will take some time to work through them all, but already some interesting tidbits are grabbing attention. BuzzFeed's own first article on the trove disparages Trump right away, of which, of course, they had to do. They reveal, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, which acted as a censor on the Wuhan lab origins of COVID, was actively corresponding with the malicious midget. All of these things, whether, remember the Georgia audit, the Georgia reports that were put out? Who was at the center of the drop boxes? Who paid for a lot of the drop boxes? That was Facebook. Facebook had a hand in supplying those drop boxes. If you think about that. Facebook has given so much to liberals and has been used in such a way that the fact that Trump didn't just put the hammer down on these people and strip them of their 290 protections or 230? Section 2 something protections. I believe it's 230. So this is what Fauci received. An update from Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook's plan for a coronavirus information hub. Zuckerberg also asked whether the social media company could provide resources to accelerate vaccine testing. Yeah, the life model decoy couldn't help it. Tamping down the lab's origins also shows up with some interesting redactions. The emails show Fauci received a flurry of correspondence about the theory that COVID-19 Wuhan superbug leaked from a lab in Wuhan. One such email was sent to Fauci on April 16, 2020, by Francis Collin, the director of the NIH, National Institute of Health, under the subject line, "Conspiracy Gains Momentum." Contained a link to a news story highlighting a Fox News report that said the allegations had merit. Now, Fauci's response, totally blacked out. Because that doesn't raise any eyebrows at all. And of course, Fauci denies being muzzled by Trump and the administration, which will go down as one of the biggest black eyes for the Trump administration, that they let this idiot talk. They let this idiot talk. They let him talk everywhere and to anyone. The fact that he had carte blanche to talk to anybody at any time. It didn't matter who it was. Guy could go on a podcast with 5 people or CNN, which had 10 people. He would go anywhere and he would talk to anybody. And the Trump administration not pulling back on this, not censoring what Fauci could say, is an absolute, it's disgraceful. As businesses were being shut down, as people's lives were being ruined, as Andrew Cuomo was mass murdering elderly people, this guy was allowed to say and do whatever he wanted. Now, BuzzFeed selections generally reflect positive on Fauci. Others are less generous. Alex Berenson, who's been one of the few from the beginning to call these people out and has taken a lot of flack from the legacy media correspondents calling him a hack and all these other things, he's been vindicated as well. So there was an email that was sent, obviously, because these are all emails, between Fauci and others, dated March 2nd, 2020. March 2nd, 2020. Fauci estimated a 2% mortality rate from the virus, meaning he was off by a factor of 10. And that was the first mistake that drove all the others, because they kept citing. Remember, 2 million people were going to die? 2 million. I think unless we take the proper circumstances, we're looking at about 2 million people dying. And everybody, what? No. But that was the number. Everybody caught on. They globbed onto that front number. That was it. So it's 866 pages of Fauci's emails from March and April of 2020 were obtained through this.